Samuel L. Jackson and Jennifer Lawrence's numbers stored in her phone. And yet, she calls us. It's Gray Drake on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Before we talk about the many saints of Newark, we were talking about sleeping this week on the show and whether you should give a warning or not if you're going to share like a hotel room or whatever, you're going to have an overnight guest, about how you sleep or something that it is you do when you sleep. Is there anything that you would have to warn people about, Gray, as a sleeper?
I am a horrible bed hog.
Gotcha. We learned a lot. Last week we were in Gray's bathroom, now we're in the bedroom.
Right? Yep. I have been told that occasionally, I go to sleep much earlier than Steve, and he'll come into the bedroom and occasionally will find me draped only on his side.
Oh, no. We cannot have that.
No.
I don't even know I'm doing it. I'm such a heavy sleeper. I don't even know that I'm moving. It's gotten to the point where he bought me like a very nice weighted blanket because it literally holds me in place.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of sleeping with the fishes, that is, here's the clip from the many saints of Newark.
I wonder if I can talk to you alone for a moment, Mrs. Soprano. On the basis of the Sanford Vinay, he's high IQ.
You can't prove it by me. He's got a D plus average.
Well, he doesn't apply himself, but he is smart. The results tell us. He's a leader.
Oh, this is so great. I'm so excited.
I am too.
For all the Sopranos fans out there.
Me too.
Oh, just so good. So this is being sold as the origin story of Tony Soprano.
Right.
Not entirely true, everybody.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. I thought that was the case. Okay.
Adjust your expectations just a little bit, because what this movie leads to, The Many Saints of Newark, is going to likely lead to a new series. Okay. Now, they haven't confirmed it, but they're expanding the world of The Sopranos, and that's what this movie is.
Okay.
So, yes, to answer the most important question, we've got Michael Gandolfini playing Tony Soprano as a young person. Now, he's in the movie. He's unbelievable. Like, you have to see it for him, but don't expect him to be the main character in this film.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's Dickie Moltisanti is the main character of the movie, isn't it?
Yeah, he is. So this is Christopher's father. He's played by, obviously, the great Ray Liotta. And this is just, and so you see all of the characters, and that's the fun part, right? Like, you've got Uncle June, you've got everybody in the film as younger people. The casting is great, the acting is great. And so for fans, there's going to be a lot to love here. But if you are not a fan of The Sopranos and you just want to see the movie, it's still very intriguing. It's a good story, and it's a world-building thing, and you're going to see a lot more of this coming up, allegedly.
Okay. By the way, I'm curious, John, what's his last name from The Walking Dead that's in this movie?
John Bernthal? Yeah, he plays Tony's dad.
Tony's dad? Oh, okay. Mm. I wondered who he played in this movie, so okay. All right. Well,
who was he in The Walking Dead?
He was Shane.
And Vera Farmiga is his mom, and like Corey Stoll, who was the Wasp guy in Ant-Man, he plays Uncle Junior, and it's really, there's a lot to like in this, but again, just like dial down your expectation a little bit and enjoy what you do get to see of Michael Gandolfini.
Okay, gotcha. Gray Drake joins us every week to talk the movies, and you can always get your Gray Drake fix because she has her own YouTube channel. It's called The Gray Area. Gray is spelled G-R-A-E. And you have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you.
Free music, free entertainment, and maybe, just maybe, a free laugh. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.